Two former Trek executives who are Republicans have come forward with allegations that the Burke family forced Mary Burke out of her job as head of Trek's European operations 20 years ago. The candidate's brother and Trek CEO John Burke says the claims are false. While touring a plastics company in Port Washington this afternoon, Mary Burke blamed Governor Scott Walker for okaying the spreading of the false rumors.
Scott Walker is not going to stop at anything. He is a career politician who will do anything to win an election, including lies, smears, dragging a great Wisconsin company through the mud.
Burke was asked for evidence of the governor's involvement in the firing story. She responded by bringing up the two John Doe investigations against Walker.
You know what? It's been from day one. He has had other people doing his dirty work. We have seen in his other campaigns, six associates and staff of his have been convicted of crimes, and it doesn't surprise me that he enlists other people to do his dirty work.
The Walker campaign says it played no role in the Trek firing story. This morning in Green Bay, the governor refused to discuss the allegations against Mary Burke.
I don't have any knowledge about that, so I'll have to leave that to them. I really can't comment on something I don't know much about.
Walker's campaign says the governor is focused on traveling the state and sharing plans for his second term in office. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.